solution at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Friday morning. I don't know about you, but I couldn't even sleep last night after the game. Even if you're not an NBA fan, you had to have engaged in Game 7. I'm going to tell you what, from start to finish, it was absolutely unbelievable. It was unbelievable because the games have been a roller coaster. I mean, from start to finish, and you never knew who was going to show up. But last night, what we knew about the game was that somebody was going to walk away with that championship, with that title. And what I love the most is that, and I wrote some words down about the game, DC, because it was absolutely incredible. I wrote down sportsmanship first, respect, tenacity, and courage. Last night, our hearts, we had people texting us saying, I can hear D.C. screaming all the way from Cheneyville.
Yes, Carlette, it was absolutely a game to remember. The whole series was a series to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was NBA fantastic. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, when they had this commercial NBA, you know, I love this game, NBA. You know, it's like you just got to love the game. Even if you're not really a great sports fan, you just have to love the tenacity from each team. You knew that there were a lot of things going on with the players, a lot of players not showing up. And then after game six, you know, the Heat were so disappointed when they saw fans filing out of the stadium, out of American Airlines Stadium, before the game was over. And they talked about it. And we talked about it, you and I, and we said, you know what? In sports, you can never quit. And they kind of felt a little bit of ambivalence, I think, for their fans. They loved their fans, but they hated the fact that they left the arena before the game was over. It looked like the game was iced. It was a 5-point lead. And last night, you know, kind of the same scenario until LeBron came and iced the game with those last, you know, those last free throws. Then they had some steals. But it was absolutely a nail-biter from start to finish. And what we were saying last night at our house is really there should not have been a game seven. I mean, the Heat literally, I mean, they pilfered and they really stole game six.
Absolutely they did. And the pundits are calling it a reheat instead of a repeat. It is a reheat. The Heat pulled it out again. And I'm going to tell you, Carlette, you know, big ups to San Antonio because I really didn't believe that their team could make it another interesting game the way that they did. Because even though the score was 7 points in favor of Miami, the game went down to the wire. I mean, they played as good a game as they did in game six. And, you know, the score don't reflect it, but I'm telling you, it was absolutely a good game, and it could have went either way.
Either way.
Because I thought after they reached into the jaws of defeat and pulled victory out in game six, that was they had broken the back of San Antonio, but they came back fighting just as hard.
And that's why I wrote down these words. I think that is so poignant that you said that after they reached down into the jaws of defeat. You know, you would have thought that the
snatch victory.
I mean,
snatched it
literally. I mean, they were like pilferers. They were like stealing, and you couldn't even see. You know, and they come back, and that's why I wrote these words. Respect, tenacity, and courage. I mean, everybody was saying the Spurs, they're the older team. You know, they're not going to be able to run with the Heat. You know, it's over for them. Get the brooms out. It was going to be a sweep. And then there were some issues with Miami's big three. I mean, you know, people talked about LeBron. They did talk about him, and I think rightfully so. When you have a star who's carrying the team, when you bring together what they call the quote-unquote big three, and they pay them so much money, people expect, they expect you to produce night in and night out with no, you know, that's it. They just expect you to produce. And he said it. He said, you know, it doesn't matter what people say about me. And what I thought about LeBron at the end of the game, DC, is he speaks to something that we speak to every single day, and that's possibility. Anytime a kid can go from high school straight into the league and accomplish what he's accomplished, it really, really speaks to anything being possible. The score ended up being 95-88. They iced the game at the end of the game. You had people like Chalmers who stepped up and Battier who stepped up and hit some very critical threes. And
yeah,
it was
Battier went off.
Battier, you know, where did he come from last night in game three?
In the last six games, he couldn't buy a shot.
Couldn't buy a bucket.
He showed up last night in a big way.
And what do you say about Battier and Chalmers combined for 32 points? I mean, absolutely.
Battier nutted up.
Incredible. And don't you love, like, the end of the game, how they came together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They showed such sportsmanship.
They absolutely show excellent sportsmanship. I mean, it was really a thing of beauty to watch. After they just went at each other, I mean, for seven games to see after it was all over, it was really just real sportsmanship. You know, they really, you know, locked up and really appreciated one another for being the Warriors that they both were, because it was an excellent series. And I believe the commercial folks got everything that they wanted out of this series in terms of commercials, in terms of notoriety. You really couldn't have written this up on a chalkboard and it came out this. It was just absolutely perfect.
Absolutely.
It was absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. And to all the Heat fans, all the Spurs fans, all you can say is that it was an incredible, incredible series. Hats off to the Miami Heat for repeating. Hats off to the Spurs for competing. And you know what? I'm glad this is over. It is just absolutely nerve-wracking. You would have thought that we had some kind of stake in it. But you know what?
Yeah.
We're getting ready this morning, DC, for real women, real talk, Friday.
Yeah, Hollywood is in the building.
I like Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our real women, real talk. But this morning's Real Women Real Talk has a twist. We're calling this one Sister, Sister, and
Yeah.
And then Sister.
Little Sister.
Hey, everybody, stay on point. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m. and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. a trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. If you're just getting your morning started, of course, it's Friday. It's 7:55. And as always, we remind you about those school zones that are in effect, school buses, school kids. Also, we want to remind you to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others on the road. And watch out for our kids who are enjoying summer vacay. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the solutions that you need for you and your family, the best specialists, the best doctors, the best care, Amerigroup Real Solutions is providing for you and your family. American Wholesale Mattress, they're leading in sleep comfort for more than two decades. Located at 717 MacArthur Drive, Kara and David are always on point to make sure that you get the best night's rest. Or you can phone 318-443-9524. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish. And of course, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now you know, you already know, that this morning is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And I'm going to just start calling him Producer Extraordinaire.
Special edition.
This is a special edition. We're not only calling this, of course, Real Women, Real Talk. I'm going to take it further. DC said sister, sister, but I've got to say sister, sister, sister. Three sisters in the house. We welcome them to their very first time to Real Women, Real Talk. And let me tell you who they are. Thesha Wiley Davis, Marie Wiley Dunbar, and Ermaret Wiley.
She did not go there.
Well, we did not also there. Known Hollywood. As also known
all
as
need to know.
Hollywood. And then we have a young aspiring woman, Darrenetta Martin, who is our neighbor. She is going to be, I believe Darrenetta is going to be in the WNBA one day.
Baby boo boo.
Absolutely. So, girl and ladies, welcome to your very first time, not Thesha's, to the OPT network. Now, what is so amazing about Sister, Sister, Sister is that they are women from a very large family, a family of 13. And today we don't see really, really large families like that anymore. So I said to them in the beginning, I said, coming from eight girls, and we're going to start with Dolores because she is number, Marie, as people know her in this area, she is number one of the 13. And I said, I said to Marie, I said, does dealing with women, so many women in your family, help you to deal with other women in life? And you said what?
Absolutely, absolutely. It helps you because you get to understand, having dealt with all these different personalities, you get to see your other friends, you get to see women you work with. You're going to see a little piece of your sister.
Wow.
One of the eight sisters. You're going to see a piece of them and all of these women. So it helps you to cope. It helps you to not get irritated, and you just sort of smile and and you sort of look for that personality in other women. So
I can tell Marie is the calm. She's number one, and I know that there's a huge responsibility that comes with being number one. But before we go to number one and those responsibilities, you can also tell in the hierarchy of the family that Hollywood is absolutely different.
Totally.
Yes.
The needy one. She's the needy one.
She's the needy one. And Dolores or Marie said that Hollywood was different from the day she was born.
Absolute. I mean, she looked different.
I don't like that.
I
don't want that.
She looked different.
That's not cool.
All the way from the head to the toe. The color. She was just different from all of us. She had this beautiful blonde hair, but she was my baby.
She was your baby.
Oh, okay. She was my baby. I took great care of her, and I suppose she picked up a little of my personality. So, you know, I'm like, Hollywood, number one.
So I got to ask, and I asked this question during the break, Hollywood, how do you, and the reason why we're calling her Hollywood, I want you to talk about, first of all, how you got the name Irmerette.
First of all, my mother had so many kids, she ran out of names. And by the time she got to me, number nine, she had to create something.
She had to create
something. So she and her girlfriend, Miss Juliette White, they came up with Irma and Et. My question is, why couldn't they just name me Juliet? Why did they want to name me Irma then the Et?
Well, Irma Et is very unique and different.
It's very... Yeah.
That was part of her uniqueness. Uh-huh.
Exactly. And so then, Hollywood, you're so different from Thesha and from Marie, and you have your own sort of identity. And so many kids, how do you figure out where you fit?
Oh, I know where I fit. They need to figure out where they fit. Mm-hmm. See, now y'all making me think I need to go see Dr. Field or something.
No, absolutely not. I think that that uniqueness and that difference is what makes us all wonderfully who we are.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's a good thing?
That is a good thing.
Oh, thank you, sister.
Go ahead, Marie.
Inject just here. I think Lorette being number, what's your
number?
Number nine, she picked up all of our personalities.
Wow.
So it's like all of our personalities put into this one person.
No. This is what happened. Mama had four girls, then four boys, then me. So just think, four girls, then four boys, then me.
Right.
So I didn't have a choice. I had to take the boy side and the girl side.
Right.
I didn't have a choice.
And so, Thesha, then we come to number 10.
Mm-hmm. We don't let Thesha
calm.
Talk. We don't let Thesha talk.
And that's what they were. And I said that. And even as grown women, Thesha has such a quiet, strong spirit that you just allow, everybody to move in and you're just there. You are the eminent example of being able to be. Mm-hmm. How does that work for you?
Well, because watching Hollywood, you know, let her make all the mistakes, and then I see everything she's done wrong, then I just go in and do it correctly.
Turn the mic off. Turn the mic off. Turn the mic off. Turn her mic off.
So, but no, it works well because I feel like I'm receiving the knowledge from them, the experiences from them, you know, by observing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I try to sit quiet and just watch.
Did you feel, though, as number 10, okay, there's still three more that come after you, did you feel that your voice wasn't heard or that you wouldn't be heard or you wouldn't be seen, so you just kind of faded to the back?
Well, not really, because at the time, all 13 were not at home. You see, as the elder left home, it may have been, what, 5 to 6 of us at home at a time?
Mm-hmm.
So really, I was just like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a real problem.
We was at the house. You was at Miss Caroline's house.
See?
You just wasn't there.
Well, okay. Well, when I wasn't there, see, I had all the attention. I was somewhere else with my godmother.
Mm-hmm.
So it was no problem for me.
And, you know, and Marie said something I thought was so incredibly interesting, and we had talked about it on the show. We talked about with 13 kids that there were so many hues, so many different colors. But then, you know, when Hollywood came, I guess she was one of the ones that looked differently and had lighter skin, and that there was a difference. And a lot of people are talking about the color scheme and the hierarchy or the advantage of being a lighter skin, and you guys really experienced that, Marie.
We actually did, even within the family, not intentionally. It was just the way we were programmed as a people.
Mm-hmm.
We were programmed that way, and we had so much love. It really, we thought of it as being fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the light skin, the brown skin. We had every hue in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And
when did you notice as number one? Was there ever a time where you noticed that? Because you said you were, as a young girl, you were very dark.
Very, very.
When did you, as the eldest, notice that there was like a separation, so to speak?
As probably about the age of 5, 6.
That early.
That early, because we had aunts and loved them to pieces. No.
Absolutely.
Disrespect.
Don't call
them
name.
And no condemnation.
No, none at all. This is just the way we were programmed,
right,
as a people. And we even experienced it in school, that the teachers did the same thing. You were the lighter kids, got better treatment opposed to the darker ones. So society had taught us this way. So I would think about in the 60s,
mm-hmm,
when we came into our own and started celebrating who we were,
mm-hmm,
as a race of people, as dark people, as black people. I'm black and I'm proud.
Right.
With James Brown,
mm-hmm,
we started like, wait, hey, it's nothing, mm-hmm, wrong with me. But it didn't damage us in a way that we couldn't prevail,
mm-hmm,
so to speak. So,
mm-hmm,
we just started embracing ourselves,
mm-hmm,
you know. But none of this would have been possible without the love, the respect, mm-hmm, and the self-worth that our parents had instilled in,
mm-hmm,
us. They did not take any
favorites,
mm-hmm, you know, because they made each of us feel like we were their favorites,
mm-hmm,
with the exception of Hollywood.
Me, yeah, except of me. I should have been the black sheep of the family.
And she's probably one of the lighter ones in the family.
But
I'm the black sheep. Uh-huh. Go figure.
Because of all of these,
uh-huh,
personalities,
right,
that come
and
out.
And so,
of her.
Do you really feel, Hollywood, that you were really the?
That's why I'm like I am. I have all my life I had to fight. So that's why I'm like I am all my life. That's why, like,
we're gonna call the directors. You need to be in Hollywood. So, I mean, did you really feel like you had to fight for your identity? You had to fight for the attention.
You know, with so many kids in the house, you really had to step it up, because you're not, you get lost in,
right,
like Tisha. She got lost. I was like, go sit down, go shut up, because it's,
mm-hmm,
not your turn.
Mm-hmm.
But with my brothers, I had to be like this, because Ray, Jer, Michael, Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it didn't leave me a choice but to survive.
And so are you fighting at that point for attention?
Attention.
To be seen?
Yeah, just,
mm-hmm,
attention. I knew I was going to be seen.
Uh-huh.
Because mama would always say, I saw you.
That was that red one.
Yeah,
that red one.
Come on.
The red one.
The red thing over there. That's the red thing. Yeah, so I knew I was going to be seen, but just to be heard, just to,
mm-hmm,
get your voice out there, I just don't know.
But she was a fighter,
uh-huh,
on the school bus, on the playground, everywhere.
Uh-huh.
In fact, she's come in contact now with many of those persons.
Uh-huh.
She used to be that early child. I'm sorry, you guys. I've changed.
Now she's changed.
Uh-huh.
Not really. But
she's grown a little bit.
She's grown a little bit since she has created this identity for herself.
Uh-huh.
She knows.
Uh-huh. Well, y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And you know what this is? This is just really smart talk for smart people. You're on Point, the official OPT Network. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest.
Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. And as we talk about the City of Alexandria and Diversity in Action, we got to give Thesha Davis a shout out and her team at Davis One Stop. We're celebrating Small Business Week. And they are one of those incredible businesses that we love to brag on. They have not only made an impact, D.C., in the city of Cheneyville, but really made an impact on Highway 71.
Absolutely.
And I say it every single morning, if you're traveling north or south, it's just a delight. If you want to make a stop, Davis One Stop is a great stop. Also, Get Wired Satellites. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. We remind you to get to a better state with Rosa Fields and her team at State Farm. You know it's hurricane season. Here's the number to phone for more information, 318-487-1881. Now this morning, we're having Sister, Sister, Sister Talk. It's real women, real talk. And we tell women that the only prerequisite for real women, real talk is that you just bring your real self. This morning, we're joined by Thesha Wiley Davis, Marie Wiley Dunbar, and Ermaret, a.k.a. Hollywood Wally. And we were talking about Dr. Robin Smith's book, Hungry. Dr. Robin is going to be back on the show with us really soon. And we were talking about the truth about being full. And when you come from a family of 13, and there's so much happening, so many personalities, so many people, that sometimes you could, Thesha, lose your identity or never find
your identity. How did you come out in the scheme of so many kids come into the world and find your place?
That's a good question.
Had you ever thought about it?
No.
I mean, not only are you a nurse, now you're a business owner. Mm-hmm. It took some birthing.
Yes. And I still go back to the fact that being so low on the totem pole, number 10, I got to see a lot from what my other sisters and brothers had accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Because sister number 2 had a business.
Wow.
Brother number 1 had a business. And sister number 1, 2, and number 9 had all been to college.
Wow.
So it was just the mixtures. You know, it was mm-hmm. so much experience. There were so many options. And not only in the immediate family, even with members outside of the immediate family, there are so many things that had been done, so many challenges that everyone had went through. So it was just to, like I say, just sit back and just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And as you
mm-hmm.
watch, it helped to nurture you as to decide or to inform you that there are so many options. Mm-hmm. You don't have to just settle to be anybody. Mm-hmm. You, whatever it is you want, you can just do it. Because look, mm-hmm. look at what Marie's done. She's went to college. She's moved. She's in California. Shirley's in California. Has her own
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just so many options.
And so when you, as number 10, you look at Marie, who's sitting here, and people in California, good morning, California. They know her as Dolores. And you look at all of that, and you start to think, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What are the gifts and talents that I have? Do you remember that moment for you?
No, but, well, what I remember is when someone once told me, she said, you have so many talents in you. And that was Miss White. And I was like, talents? What is she talking about?
Who was Miss White?
That was our pastor's wife,
mm-hmm.
Miss Julia
W. White.
Rosa
Sharon. The one that I'm named
okay.
after.
Okay. Yes. The ones you named after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what was talents? I had no idea what talents was, but as I
That's good. You had no idea what talent was.
No idea. And as I continued to grow, and I was into flowers, I was into arts, into weddings,
mm-hmm.
cooking, you know, anything looked like that I put my hand to was manifested.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Even with flowers, making floral arrangements. And one day I just started piddling with it, had no idea
mm-hmm.
that I could actually do it. And it was like, wow, this. And everybody said, oh, that's pretty. So I just continued on.
Mm-hmm.
And even with growing plants, it's like I would just plant the seed and guard with water because I didn't know what to do with it once I had planted it.
Right.
You know, and things just continue to manifest.
And then so you decide that you're going to be a nurse.
Oh, well, that was because of my sister-in-law. I had a sister-in-law who had cancer.
Okay.
And I just wanted to take care of her, give her the best of care.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to care for her, and that love just, it was just there.
Mm-hmm.
I just had the need to take care of people.
And then you see your sister-in-law who has cancer. At what moment do you decide, because this is a big decision.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a huge commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that moment was when you decide, I'm going to go and be a nurse?
Well, taking her to an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like she needed more attention than they were giving her. And and you have to constantly call for people, or constantly ask people the same thing over and over, not getting any answer, no direction. I said, it has to be a better way.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the need to be there with her and take care of her and make sure she got that care.
And then so you decide after that
mm-hmm.
that you're going to go and be a nurse.
Yes.
And make a difference.
And make a difference. Yes. And so what kind of support comes out of a family that's so large, Marie, where, you know what I'm saying, support for each other and mm-hmm. each other's decisions? Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of respect. We believe in each other. We support each other, be it their mistakes,
mm-hmm.
their accomplishments. We don't criticize each
really?
Other. We actually, our
Come on,
parents,
Marie. Nobody's criticizing.
I mean, if it's, there is some criticism,
mm-hmm.
but it's at such a low level.
Wow.
If we criticize by nightfall. Mm-hmm. We grew up with this thing, don't let the sun go down on uh-huh. your anger, your
right.
wrath,
that's
whatever.
Right.
So that was embedded in mm-hmm. us at an early age. Our parents encouraged us to self-identify, they didn't allow us
to fight.
Although Hollywood did fight, mm-hmm. you know, when mom and I were gone.
That's because they
encouraged us to be ourselves, uh-uh. but yet to uh-uh. create a spirit uh-uh. of
okay,
oneness.
I'm
going to
give you a moment, uh-uh, Hollywood.
Because she criticized me after my fifth marriage. That was not cool.
Your fifth marriage?
At that juncture, it was time to criticize.
Hollywood, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait. It was my fault.
No, but let's go there. Five. Are you serious? Five marriages?
Not five.
How many?
No. I don't need to know that number.
You brought it up.
Number three looking for me. No.
And so, but now you have come from a family that your parents were married for.
Ever.
Okay. And so what happened that you felt like the marriages couldn't work for you?
It wasn't my fault. They just didn't understand me.
Okay.
Okay, so it wasn't my fault. I'm not taking that blame. Nope.
Well, you know, in a marriage, it said that, you know, there's two people in a marriage.
That's not true.
So.
That's not true.
Okay.
It's only me, the team of me.
Uh-huh. That might have been what happened. Now, I know you know how to share yourself being in a family of such such a large group.
Aren't we talking
group.
About Misha? Let me give her a compliment right now while we're at it.
No, I mean, a lot of people want to hear about that. So you got married, you got married, and things just didn't work out. And Marie, you say what to her at that point, as the senior, the elder?
Move on.
Remember, this is real women.
Real women. Giving her a scripture, mm-hmm. and it said, "There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the path thereof is death and destruction."
Wow. Did she receive that?
I don't even remember that.
You see what I mean? That's what happened.
And so at what point, because people that are listening need to know that you're a good bit older, being mm-hmm. the first one.
Yes.
And the younger ones were like your children.
Absolutely.
Instead of sisters. So not only were you sisters, but you had to probably help to mother them. And so you see at certain points when they're getting off the track. Mm-hmm. And so you see that and you start to minister to her. And does she receive that?
She did. I think in a lot of ways, I think people pay more attention to what you do than what you say mm-hmm. or what you try to tell them.
Right. Attraction instead of promotion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it wasn't pressure, but my thing was always to set a good example, to be a role model for my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Grambling.
Right.
Yay, Tigers.
Of course.
But I went there and I came out as a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And my experience in getting to Grambling was similar to hers. I don't even know how I got to Grambling.
Right.
My mother just called me one day and said, "You're going to Grambling."
Wow.
And that's what happened. So we kept moving, and even my other siblings, all of them have been productive.
Mm-hmm.
We've done something with our lives, trying to set the role model for our younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we were individuals, but still our parents encouraged, and we tried to embrace a spirit of oneness.
And so when one of the kids gets off the track and you see Hollywood getting off the track in these marriages, you give her a scripture, but you say what?
I think what we talk about it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't put her down
right.
for it. And I try to encourage women and empower her as a female.
Right.
You don't have to be abused.
Right.
That's just out of the question.
Absolutely.
If a man puts his hands on you.
That's right. It's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You know, that's
so it wasn't my fault.
That was a wrap, you know, because we try to tell them that you're better than that. You're not anyone's punching bag.
Right.
You don't have to take.
So Hollywood, how do you come out of an abusive relationship?
Okay, after I got out of jail.
She has not been in jail.
But you put your hands on me, and you might have to go to jail.
No, it's not as easy as people think. You know how you sit here and we can just say, oh, I would never do this, I would never do that.
Absolutely.
You say it all the time. And who would think that I would have been that person? But I finally, and no one can do anything until you're ready.
That's right.
She can sit here, excuse me, and tell me all day long, you don't deserve that. Don't take it. But until you get fed up,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing anyone can do or say. So that's why we just like a ear mm-hmm. for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just have to.
So they saw you in trouble.
Yes, but they couldn't do anything about it. Because until I made that decision, mm-hmm. until I got that last lick, that mm-hmm. said that's enough, it was nothing anyone can do.
There's a new statistic that came out that said 1 in 3 women are the victims of domestic violence. I got to take a break here. Everybody, this is Real Women, Real Talk. When we come back, we're going to have more of that conversation because there are so many of us that are in these relationships, and we're going to find out how real women, real talk, get past a lot of these issues. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun. And armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Y'all, I'm sitting on my feet. The conversation is so good. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. This morning, we're joined by Thesha, Marie, and Hollywood. And before we went to break, we were talking about domestic violence, and I was saying that there was an incredible article in the Huffington Post yesterday talking about domestic violence. And Hollywood, we were talking about your experience with that. But for a lot of people who know you, they're like, was that Ben? No, it wasn't Ben. We all know Ben. You guys were married for almost 20 years. And then you got into a relationship after that.
Yes.
But before we get to the domestic violence, I want to talk about something that's so critically important. A lot of times when you've been in a relationship, in a marriage for all those years, and people were probably wondering, how do you let a man like Ben go?
Well, it was a lot of things that transpired during that marriage, like the death of my daughter, Kiana. She had cancer, neuroblastoma.
Wow.
And some people, I mean, it's just different the way people handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ben was the type, he just like shut down. He just couldn't handle it. Where I'm, on the other hand, was that person that reached out and cried and just told the story all
right.
the time. And just, you know, I let it out.
Right. And so let's talk about how old KK, as you guys call her, how old she was when you found out that she had cancer.
She was four. She was 4 years old when I found out that she had cancer. Just a routine, not a routine visit to the doctor, because she had just had a physical like the month prior
mm-hmm.
to me taking her back to the doctor, because I noticed something on her stomach. It was just like real hard, like a piece of wood. And I remember I used to work graveyard, so I just took her to the doctor just to make sure everything was okay, because
mm-hmm.
I had to go to work the next day. And that's when we found out that she had stage four cancer. It was stage
wow.
four when they found it. And I just couldn't understand that, because, you know, I had just taken up a physical like the month prior.
Uh-huh.
So how do you go from zero to stage four within a month. So,
and then so you start to feel what as you're you find out your four-year-old has stage four cancer. And so what is the conversation like when you get home? Because obviously a four-year-old really cannot compartmentalize, can't even understand what this is.
That's when I started calling in all the sisters and mothers and brothers and all everyone for support. Like, what did I do? Well, I mean, I don't understand how this happened to a four-year-old. Mm-hmm. You know, what is God, why would you do this to a four-year-old?
Right. You know? And then I asked you during the break, I said, do you get angry with God? And a lot of people have a real problem with being honest about that.
Oh, no. I was really, really angry with God. I couldn't understand how God can take away my precious little four-year-old daughter. And that's all I've ever wanted was a daughter.
Right.
When you're growing up, oh, I'm going to have a little girl. You're going to dress in a nice, really pretty little clothes and shoes, comb her hair, and be your best friend. And then I have this, and then God takes her away.
Right.
And I just couldn't understand that. It was hard for me to deal with.
And so this starts really the breakdown of that long-term marriage.
Marriage, yes.
And so when you guys get home, because you've taken KK to the doctor probably by yourself at that point, you get home. And then what's the conversation like with you and your husband?
Well, at that time, it really was no time for conversation, because to find out that she was at that critical state, it wasn't even going home. I don't know if I went home for like 2 weeks. The day that I took her to the hospital, I don't know when I went back home, because they just like rushed her to a different place, and all these doctors came in and they were just trying to figure out what it was that she had, what type of cancer that she did have. So Ben, he's like a real quiet type person. So it was like I had to, like I said, my sisters.
Right.
I did more conversation.
So you call in the sisters. And what do you guys say? Thea, you're the nurse. Marie, you're number one. What do you guys say when you get this news?
After you come out of the shock mode, then you go into the spiritual mode of saying, God, I believe in healing. I believe in the healing.
Right.
Oh, God is going to heal her. And KK was such a brilliant child. She was so different, so unique. And
like
that she was like a child that was almost before her time. Level of knowledge, her level of understanding was phenomenal.
She was writing in cursive at the age of four.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, she was just, so you see this, you almost didn't get down because she wouldn't allow you.
Wow.
She was the one that really carried us through this.
Wow.
She was the encourager. But it was a devastating
time. So you did
time.
Feel like she understood that she was going to heaven.
Oh, she absolutely
knew it. Yes.
Knew it. She understood. It was like, don't cry. You know, what's your problem, Nanny? You know, and I think that's one of my favorite movies is Moonstruck. And one of the reasons behind it is KK. One day she had been in the hospital forever.
Like two months
at a time. And I had an opportunity to take her home that evening because each day she wasn't at the hospital for maybe almost a year, but she was never, ever without one of us there with her. We each had shifts. I knew when I left school, I went straight to the hospital. That was my shift.
Right.
So the doctors let me take her home one Saturday evening to meet a retinum. And as we were coming down one of the streets in Carson, California, the moon was like it was sitting.
Wow.
On the ground. And she got so excited. She said, oh, Nanny, look, the moon. It was like she had seen the moon for the first time. And so every time I see a moon, we call the moon now KK's moon.
Wow.
Because she was so excited about that moon. But again, KK was of such, mama came out. She spent many months with us. That's the time when you rally around each other.
And so you got to know that the parents are devastated. And you said it, Hollywood, that Ben could not. He could not talk about it. He could not deal with it. So how do you help Hollywood to make it through this, especially especially at the end when you know that she's going to be healed on the other side?
Just, again, a lot of support. Mm-hmm. You're there. You don't have to worry about anything, even for her job, mm-hmm. people from her job who had extra time, mm-hmm. And say if she had, was out of her time, people donated their mm-hmm. off time to her.
That so, still didn't help me. I hate to cut you off. That still didn't help me.
It didn't help
me. I'm going to tell you what helped me. And
okay,
you guys
good.
Know
you,
I'm
she
born
can tell
and
it
raised
better.
In the church.
Absolutely.
And I ain't going to tell no tale. I could not remember Bible scripture in my life other than Psalms 23rd. So this one day, I just was in so much pain and agony. Mm-hmm. And it just kept Matthew 27:11. I was like, no, Matthew 27:11. You know, you hear this all your life.
Right.
I refuse. And then one day, I said, look, let me get the Bible. And I got the Bible, and I read it. And
she does read the Bible.
Yeah, I read it. I read it that day. Guess what it says? Come unto me, all ye that are, what? You guys
heavy
know
laden.
And I will do what?
Give you rest.
Amen. That's how I knew there was a God, right then and there. Because
wow.
Why would I
So you
that?
Started questioning if God was really real, even though you had known your mother's God.
Yes.
And your
through mama, I knew God.
Right.
I didn't know him for myself.
Right. You knew your, that's what I said, yes. You knew your mother's God. Mm-hmm.
But that day, I knew there was a God. I was like, oh, my God. But me, Hollywood didn't know scripture.
So, in essence, what I'm hearing Loretta say for the first time
wow.
is that KK's birth was actually her birth
oh.
into salvation.
Oh, my
her
God.
Her death was her birth into salvation, you know.
Wow.
So
had you ever thought about it like that, Hollywood?
That day, yes. I knew then, that day. I mean, ever since that day, no one can tell me any different. When
wow.
I read it for myself. When I got the Bible and read it for myself, that's when I knew.
Because God knew that
I
you
needed
were,
something like that.
That
I
you were heavy that. Laden and that you needed mm-hmm. rest. And so
that he was the only way.
Right. And then so that moment when you get there and your baby is dying, take us through that moment.
It
that
was,
time.
Oh my God. It was just like real torture. It's like you can't even describe it because it's like just, it's like you dying, actually. It's just like.
Mm-hmm.
But it started when she left here.
Yeah, she came. She Make-A-Wish Foundation, that's another good birth. They
wow.
gave us a flight. She wanted to come to Louisiana to see her grandmother and all her cousins and stuff. So Make-A-Wish Foundation gave a ticket for like the whole family, like her dad, myself, her two siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And they rented us a car for like a whole week. And gave her cash to do whatever she wanted to. And her only wish was to come to Louisiana.
Wow.
And she came to Louisiana, and I think like within 2 weeks after she came here, she passed away, yeah. right?
After she got home?
And she yeah. came, and she was fine. No pain, thank God. I mean, he didn't put her through any pain. She only suffered one night. That Sunday night, we end up giving her morphine because the hospice had set up a tank at home. They thought she was going to need it for the last month of her life. She only suffered in pain one day.
And so, Thesha, as a nurse, how do you reconcile seeing your niece, your baby?
Well, it was unbelievable because when she was here, that week, it was during the Easter week they were here, and she was happy, it was fine, there was...
So you're not even thinking, nobody's thinking she's going to transition at this point.
She was the picture of health.
Uh-huh.
And they leave on the Monday going back to California, and they... called and said when they got there she wouldn't open her eyes, but she was with it, but she wouldn't open her eyes when she got back to California, but she was still talking. And
wow.
I was at school at Northwestern when they called. I got the word that KK had passed. I said, what do you mean? You know,
mm-hmm.
how could she pass? She was fine.
Right.
You know, she was just here. She was fine. And I mean, she was just so joyful and happy and
uh-huh.
just, you know, so it was just hard to believe.
So Hollywood, that joy and that happiness that she felt in those last days when Make-A-Wish came in, did that give you some sense of sort of peace?
No, because I was selfish at that time. I mm-hmm. wanted her.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted her here with me on this earth.
Right.
And this lady, I don't know her name to this day, but she had this poem that said that Kiana was a gift from God for me for just a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And that she was always his. He just allowed her to come down here and be in my life for a mm-hmm. while, but he wanted her back. So they only wanted.
Yeah.
She was only here for a little while.
For a season.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And her season was up.
And so then after you get a word from God and you invite God into your heart, how do you move on after that? After KK?
After KK, you just have to take each day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Just one day at a time. You can't plan it and you can't look forward. You just have to just live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Live in the moment and just accept that moment and embrace that moment and move forward from there.
And before we got to go to break, you said something powerful, Marie. You said either in a relationship or a marriage, that can something so catastrophic, mm-hmm. so unseemingly fair in the natural can either bring a couple together or it can separate them.
Statistically, that has been proven.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
A death of really hard situations will either bring you to closer or it will separate you. And I think a lot of times it's because of that communication lack, the lack of,
mm-hmm.
or one person shuts down. And we each deal with our pain and our suffering in mm-hmm. different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just
mm-hmm.
have our own avenues of dealing with pain, you know, and so I think that's probably the premise behind that.
Absolutely. And Thesha, I know you gotta go, but you are, and DC and I have said this about you, and not only now we're getting to really know your family, you're one of those incredible spirits that is so meek, you know, and so amazing. And we just thank God for him blessing the work of your hands, that everything that you touch will be blessed, that you will have exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. And it just comes from being obedient. And we just want to encourage everybody in Cheneyville, everybody that's traveling north or south, we say it every single day on Highway 71. It's just such a special place, and it's because of special people like yourself. And we thank you for giving your heart not only to the OPT network but to all of those things that you do. Thank you so much.
And she doesn't realize the family is on her back. She doesn't even realize it. See, she's so quiet to me. She don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
We're all nine of us that's left, we're on her back. She's like our hero.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't
wow.
realize it. She's like mm-hmm. our hero because she's mm-hmm. doing things that
Absolutely.
We always wanted to do or could do.
Mm.
But she never said anything about it. She just did it. And
mm-hmm.
when she did it, we just jumped on. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm getting.
How does that make you feel, Thee?
That's wonderful, because if Hollywood was not here, it's no way I could run the business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you could, but keep on, girl.
I mean, it's so much that goes on in the day, and especially when it's a new business, there
mm-hmm.
are so many things. There are so many people coming in all day, surveyors, inspectors. I mean, and there just has to be someone there, and I can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this is what God wants me to do, because, like I say, I never would have chose Cheneyville. God chose Cheneyville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only doing the work that he has planned for mm-hmm. me to do.
And let me just say this. You know what? We take family sometimes for granted.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I believe that sister, that the Wiley sisters coming together this morning mm-hmm. is going to give a family somewhere pause mm-hmm. to say, that pause, I mean, to stop
mm-hmm.
and say, let's stop taking each other
that's
for granted.
That's
you know what? Let's just be. Let everybody be who they are.
Yes. But still love them anyway.
And still love them anyway. Yes. Thesha, we thank you so much for spending the very best, we hope, part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We're coming back, though, with more of Hollywood story and Marie's story right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try.
Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to On Point Talk. I'm going to tell you, it's real women, real talk. Sister, 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 it is just an amazing conversation. We're joined now by Hollywood and the eldest sister, Marie. And you know what? I just can't tell you guys what an amazing anointing that has happened here. And before we've got to go, Hollywood, we have to talk about, just briefly, leaving a marriage and a relationship and the whole breakdown of that and going into a situation where there is abuse. You know, it's like, you know, you go through all this pain of losing, you lose your daughter, mm-hmm. then your marriage. You know, nobody thinks that after you've been together with somebody for so long that that will end. How do you find the strength to come up out of that situation?
As I stated before, it's just like a healing process. And that may have been why I allowed myself to be in an abusive relationship, because I was looking for that love that I lost, which happens to be Kiana. Mm-hmm. And so you accept things that you wouldn't normally accept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
So you
And you said something so powerful, though. You said no matter how the sisters came together, to tell you that you were more than this. You were bigger than this.
Right.
It's not until you were prepared to see it for yourself. Do you remember when that moment was when you said, I'm bigger than this?
I don't remember exactly when the moment was. I prayed for it long before it came.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times I would say, oh, this is it. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm better than that. But it wasn't it. It wasn't. I don't know exactly when it came, but when it did, it was like a weight. Mm-hmm. I look back now and say, how could you be so dumb? How can you allow yourself to be put through that type of abuse? Or until, like I said, until you have lived it, and I don't want anyone to live it, because it's not something that you wish on anyone.
Right.
I don't want anyone to live it. But being that I have lived that life, I was like, how did I do it?
Right. And do you remember, though, when that moment came where you said enough is enough?
Oh, yes. One day, it's like I woke up that morning and God said, you have the strength now to just move on. You know, forget about all these little things that you're holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't want a another failed marriage. I was telling myself, okay, you've been married before. You don't want another failed marriage.
Right.
Forget about that. Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. It is not okay for any man to hit you, not even to play hit you.
That's right.
And see, that's why I tell a lot of people, like I tell Darinella here, all these little girls that I...
That's your mentor.
Yeah, I love little girls. And like I say, after losing my daughter, the most precious thing on earth to me are little girls. And if I could just stop one from going through what I have gone through, I don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely.
All.
Last words from you, Marie.
Well, basically, I love to just give a shout out to my mom.
Absolutely.
Gangsta Granny.
Call her Gangsta Granny because she's the only one who can handle Hollywood. And
try
to
me.
Our sister Grace, who's at the shop, man in the house while we are
big
here.
Ups to you, Grace. And to Granny.
And Junior, and just so many wonderful people. And we, as women in the family, would not be who we are had it not been for the strong brothers behind us who always respected us as women and encouraged us to be the best women possible.
Okay, I'm Hollywood here. Now, you need to calm that down. Let me have this, okay?
Hey, you know what? We got to hold that last word for the next time. You know what? This is the first time, but not the last. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning.
Thank you, Paulette and DCA.
Absolutely. It was fabulous. Yay. We feel you guys in this spirit. We want to remind you, as always, to love yourself. And don't forget that God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. What an incredible way to start your weekend. Hey, everybody, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Maria, have a safe flight home. Thank you, Davis One Stop, and thank all of you. Hey, everybody, we'll see you on Momentum Monday.
Can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.
This is